It's the Football Sack Podcast.
Brilliant.
It's Thursday.
Awesome.
I'm Jack Quigley.
Even better.
That's Christian Leyland.
The best.
And now, here's Matty G, Matt Greenlaw.
G'day everyone, how you going?
Welcome to the studio, Matt.
Thanks, Jack.
It's good to have you on the show.
Nice to finally see you in person.
It is. We have a big show of A-League dominated discussion and wit.
Makes a change to our previous shows.
Yes, which is just A-League discussion. We should probably roll with it, because our intro music's going to run out.
Oh, no.
So we should get on with the show, which I will do now by fading that out.
Thanks, Dave.
Yes. So our thanks to Dave, our producer, for fading that out. We will talk today about last night's game. Sydney against the Gold Coast. We'll talk about the great Melbourne Derby, which won't be being played this weekend. We'll talk about all the other fixtures, the English Premier League, our YouTube clip of the week, our promotions with Betfair, Sydney FC, and everything that goes with those.
Too good.
Sound good?
I'm very for that.
Okay, that's good, because if you weren't for it, we'd have to stop the show, go back, revise a new plan. Yeah. Let's start. You're a Sydney FC fan, Matt?
Unfortunately.
That's right.
I cried myself to sleep last night.
Did you? Mm. Because they still haven't won a game this year.
Don't stop. Don't remind me.
Talk us through last night's result.
The emotions or just...
Just general, the disappointment of yet another flat performance when you need a win.
Yeah, well, Shannon Coles... His goal was pretty good.
The goal was, it was great, wasn't it?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that for a moment. And his fantastic volley that he hit on the edge of the area. Did he chest it up for himself? I think he did. Just from going off the top of my head. And outside the right foot. Looped it over Justin Passfield. Great goal. And then David Williams came up with one.
Yeah, which was not quite as good, but in any other game, probably would have been the goal of the match. So
good strike. We kind of said the keeper, Liam Reddy, threw his weight inexplicably out of the way of the shot. Yes. There was nothing to suggest that shot was going to the far corner. So that's an error on his part, I think.
It's a bit strange. Liam Reddy, he used to be a pretty solid keeper, both at Wellington and the Roar. He's kind of... He's just making these errors, but I guess, you know, if your defence is putting you under pressure like that, any errors you do make are going to be... You know, exemplified.
That's so right. He's still a very good goalkeeper, I think. We saw him make some great saves in that Festival of Football.
Yes.
I can remember saves against Athens and against Rangers. He made two cracking saves from headers low down. Mm-hmm. He got down to very well.
I remember before the Everton game, Matt and I went to Sydney FC training to talk with a few players, and we just saw Reddy and we were just blown away just by watching him.
He's so very good, wasn't he?
Yes.
But not so much anymore.
A little bit of controversy in the Sydney FC game. Let's talk the elephant in the room.
The Terry McFlynn.
Oh, that's just a grey t-shirt, Christian.
Which conversely, you'll be able to see on the website soon, maybe.
That's right, we were going to be taking some snaps in the studio today, so you can see us in action, and you can see the man I thought was an elephant in the room, which was just Christian in a grey t-shirt.
Yeah,
I myself, of course, there we go. We got the sound effects from the camera, very well done. I myself am wearing a grey t-shirt too, so look for the one with the trunk and the big ears.
Okay, right.
What the real controversy from the match was Terry McFlynn's shot. That we say controversy, it's not really
not
because it was the right decision.
Yes.
Of course, Mark Bosnich thought otherwise. As soon as it hit the bar, went down, came back out on Fox Sports commentary, he was screaming that it was in.
He goes, "It was in! It was in!"
Yeah,
it's called that's no right. Just,
that's right. Shades of the sounds emanating from his hotel room on his honeymoon. Fantastic decision from the linesman.
Oh, it was brilliant.
You got it absolutely spot on. Mark Bosnich again proves himself to be a nuffy on national TV. Absolutely marvellous.
Oh,
if he
God.
Says marvellous one more time on Hyundai Match Day Saturday,
what will you do, Jack?
I'll say stop saying marvellous. Because I'm fairly powerless to stop him doing it, actually. Now that you've pointed that out, Matt. Thanks.
Yeah, nice. Here we are, trying to make threats, and our co-founder of the Football Slack's coming here and just made everything we've ever said idle.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be a realist.
Yeah. We have a fair bit of people power. You told me the other day our last 4 downloads from the podcast came from China.
From China.
Yeah, which is...
Anyhow.
I'm just like, wow,
that's so strange.
We're branching out because we've mentioned before we have listeners all over the world, but China is a new one
it's
for
definitely,
us.
Definitely, yeah. And so I was actually looking at the website stats itself. 2 days ago, we had 16 hits from Iraq, and the day before that, we had 18
no
hits.
No way.
Yeah, 18 hits from Slovakia. So we're just getting these random
I knew about Slovakia. We're huge in
Slovakia.
I want to get a t-shirt made that says I'm big in Slovakia. That would be funny.
Yeah, it would be.
Because we actually are.
We actually are.
Like, you see everyone has those I'm big in Japan shirts, and it's kind of funny because, like, compared to Japanese people,
you are big.
Yes. But yeah, I'd like a I'm big in Slovakia.
I'm big down under.
Yeah, because we are big down under as well.
Yeah. Well,
and this podcast is quite successful down here too.
This is true.
Yeah. Is that everything we're going to cover for the Sydney Gold Coast game?
Sydney Gold Coast game? Well, I don't know. Has it been played yet?
Yeah, last night.
Sydney Fury.
Ah, of course, yeah.
What game were you watching?
I got so bored, I just invented my own game.
Jack's on his commentary, just moving cups and mugs around. Yeah. Go, get it in.
I thought this would be much more fun if the Fury was the Gold Coast. Just like that, it happened.
And yet still the Lions have made a great decision in your own little backyard game. Brilliant.
Yes, yeah. Got it spot on.
I was very impressed with Hiro Moriyasu last night.
Yeah, he did play well.
For a Japanese player, he's very strong on the ball.
Yes, he was awful during the Festival of Football as well.
He was terrible.
Yeah, so you do need... Defensive players especially usually need a little bit of time to bed in. So obviously he's got that. But yeah, he was impressive last night against... You know, you guys claim it was the Fury. I still maintain it was the Gold Coast. We'll talk about the weekend's fixtures. We'll start. Let's firstly just talk about the game that won't be played this weekend.
Okay.
The AFL Grand Final ended in a draw, which you tipped.
I tipped, which was incredible.
Yes.
I just didn't put any money on it, which is
unfortunate.
Yes.
I reckon it'll be another draw this week.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you think, Christian? I'm more important.
Can we get this on record?
What do you think, Christian?
Yeah. Oh, Collingwood by 4.
Okay. Cool. Goals or points?
Points.
Okay.
How would we
play? Actually, I don't know. Actually, Collingwood by 4, goals or points.
Can you do that?
Why not?
Yeah.
Got 2 options.
Well, you can now be like that Tommy Smith guy on ESPN who'll say the week before the game, if it's Chelsea Man United, he'll say Man United. And then if Chelsea win, he'll be on next week's show saying, I told you it was going to be Chelsea. I said Chelsea.
He has got a horrible accent, and it's turned out by the fact that he doesn't talk to you. He yells at you, even though you can't see you. He just yells at the TV
camera. He's just an angry leprechaun. He just infuriates me, that bloke.
Yeah.
And what annoys me is the bloke has no football experience.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you need it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's an old saying that you don't have need to have had your head smashed in the SCG turf to come out on rugby league, and that's true.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, if I don't like him sitting next to Shaka Hislop and trying to shout down Shaka about goalkeeping sort of technical chat because Shaka is a former Premier League goalkeeper and Tommy is not.
Yes.
So, anyway, that's just me.
We don't like many other football pundits, do we?
No, we don't. Yeah, there's few out there that we like.
We like Simon Hill. He's all right.
Simon's good.
Who's your mate?
My mate?
Yeah.
Kimon.
Oh, Kimon Talidoris. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course. Sorry, Kimon.
Yeah, he's
no,
okay.
He's a good one. I enjoy him.
He has a very soft way of talking, Kimon.
He does. I've once heard his voice described, not by him and not by me, but as the most delicious voice on Australian television.
Really?
Really.
Oh, that's a strange one. Because he really does talk like this, doesn't he?
He does.
And when describing the football matches that he's talking about. And if you're watching late night highlights on SBS, you are in extreme danger of falling asleep. let's talk, about the derby. I've had about 7 segues and we haven't actually got to it yet. It will be played next week.
Mm-hmm.
Hart victory. I think, and this is just my opinion, is it the best case scenario for the A-League and for this derby if the Hart wins this game?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, victory fans are always going to be there.
That's what I think.
You saw even when they had poor seasons.
It's going to spice up that rivalry.
Exactly.
It'll get people to go and support the Hart because they'll say, hey, they knocked off the victory. And it'll also get the victory fans to say, well, hang on, next time we play these guys, we're 1-0 down. We've got to try.
It's going to be like the beginnings of State of Origin in rugby league. Yes. You know, no one expected Queensland to win. The fact they won the first four series is why the series is still alive today.
Yeah.
And where's it being played?
At Amy Park.
Oh, good.
It will be... A sellout or close to, which will be great for the atmosphere. That stadium, I reckon, will be fantastic.
Oh,
and the best part about a sellout at Amy Park is you don't have to stare at green for the whole damn game. Yes, that's right. Yeah, Fury fans have been banned from the match.
Or Gold Coast fans.
Yeah, all Gold Coast fans who now play in a white kit with green trim in my eyes. When did they sign David Williams? I didn't even hear that he went there, but apparently he did.
Bruce Udoh said, growing some hair, had some hair extensions.
Yeah, that's it. He got shorter.
I actually saw him at the A-League launch and didn't know who he was because he had some long hair and...
Oh, okay, right.
Okay, I was going to say, don't admit that if you're a football pundit on a national broadcast.
Friday night, Gold Coast United Wellington.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there.
We will.
I think all three of us are going.
We're all going to be there, yes. Yeah. Unfortunately, Jeremy couldn't make it. He's working.
Yes.
But we're going to have... we're going to take a carload or two out there. It's going to be good.
Yeah, should be a good night out at the football, and it should be a good game as well.
Really,
looking forward to it. Troy
Hearfield
makes his 50th appearance in the A-League.
No, good on him.
Well done, Troy.
Good work, Troy.
And hopefully some goals.
Although, hopefully. Gold Coast aren't very awesome at scoring goals, though, lately.
No, and they've lost John Curtis through suspension, who the only man to have scored in the last 6 months for the Gold Coast. Because of it. It was brilliant, wasn't it? He was only just on the field,
wasn't he? For less than a minute.
Yeah, and he just
touched the ball.
He ran up.
Well, he touched the ball as he was elbowing the guy in the face.
He ran up. Who was it on?
Was it Hero?
I think it was. Mm-hmm. And he tried to be a hero and gave him gave him the people's elbow. The Rock would have been happy with that. he wanted some run out music when he came off the bench, like in the WWE.
Mm-hmm.
He went out, he grabbed a microphone and took it out in the field with him and started berating the crowd, trying to egg them on before coming up with an elbow and being sent off.
And unfortunately, given the belt, he got the chop, didn't he?
Yes, that's right. Vince McMahon gave him the hook. Or Miron
Blybo.
Interesting note, just while we're talking about the Gold Coast, we've mentioned before our troubles with the A-League's pronunciation guide for season 2010-2011. The previous issue we had was the one name that we didn't think we knew how to pronounce was Isaac Cernak. So we thought, let's go to the pronunciation guide. It's the only name in the entire pronunciation guide that does not give you a phonetically spelt out way of saying it.
And so we decided, we're wondering, because, on SBS, they refer to the Jason and Branko Kalina as Chilena.
Yeah.
Yet on, sorry,
I'll just jump in before you continue the story. That also has to do with the fact that SBS feel the need to ethnicise every single name. I remember Les Murray once doing a sports report on Toyota World Sports and Sachin Tendulkar became Sachal Tendulkar. And I thought, they don't have to be ethnic. Great if they are, but they don't have to be.
I love it when they mention Deportivo La Coruña because it takes them about 20 minutes to say because they have these little swirls and twists on it and stuff. So.
Deportivo La Coruña. My favourite team in the Spanish league is Sporting Gijón. it's spelt G-I-J-O-N, but it's pronounced Sporting Gijón.
There you go. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Good work at spelling.
Carry on the story.
Yeah, anyway, so SBS, they pronounce him Chilena. Yeah. And then you go to Fox Sports and they go Curlina. And so, we're thinking, which one is it? And then it dawned on us, we've got the FFA pronunciation guide. So have a look. So we go through the Gold Coast list, and we go. Jason Kalina, and it's
Kalina.
I'm like, okay, well that settles it. And then Jack's like, no, wait, go to the Newcastle one. See what they say about Branko. So I go, all right, then. So, yeah, it'd be the same, obviously.
Yeah.
Go to the Newcastle list, coach, and it's Franco
Cherlina.
Cherlina.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
And listen, what we were talking about was, I assume for these kind of guides, each club's public relations manager would go to the team, each individual player, and say, you know, how do you want your name pronounced? What bothers me is, which one of the two has actually said their name wrong?
Yes.
Because that's a bit of a...
That's a bit of a fail.
Yeah. I was going to use more serious language, but I managed to avoid it, which they probably deserve. It's kind of on a par with accidentally eating a computer.
Yeah. What?
It's that kind of level of, oh, I really shouldn't have done that.
What?
And I didn't see that coming, but I did.
Have you ever mispronounced your name, though?
No, I've never consumed a computer either. Yeah.
But, okay, but then we go, I was talking about before, we go, well, maybe they're not actually related.
Yes.
It's all a big...
We were saying, are they hanging their... are they riding coattails by trying to pass themselves off as related?
Yeah.
Has Branko jumped on Jason's bandwagon to launch his coaching career? Or has Jason jumped on Branko's?
This sounds like a conspiracy.
Yeah.
And it's all a big...
And somehow they're related to the Kennedy assassination. I'm sure of it. In fact, this...
That could lead to Robbie Slater. Yeah, that was it.
Robbie Slater's bombshells.
Of course. It makes so much sense.
One of his bombshells will be he knows the correct pronunciation of Kalina. Of
Kalina.
Yeah, it's one of those, like all those other mysteries that can never be solved that he knows the answer to. Kalina.
Kalina, but he won't reveal the source. Yeah.
Let's move on. Oh, we didn't really talk about that game, actually.
Not at all.
Let's not move on.
God, you should. Okay.
Let's talk about that game. North Queensland Fury against Wellington.
Okay.
Or as you guys would like to call it, Gold Coast against Wellington.
Yeah. Gold Coast aren't scoring many goals lately, but they have been getting some good results.
Yeah.
Wellington started off the season on fire. I think the opposition have adjusted to their style, kind of trying to battle them back a bit more. And you can see the last few games, they just haven't really done as well as they would have liked.
Yep.
But Gold Coast, although they're getting the results, they're still not the complete package for me. And I think this is Wellington's chance to actually grab that away win that they're really striving for. So I probably wouldn't put past them. I'm going to go 1-0 Gold Coast. 1-0 Wellington, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That's fair enough.
Yeah, I'll agree. 1-0 to Wellington.
Okay, I'm going to go for a 1-0 draw.
1-0 draw, okay. Actually, I'm going to change my for the hope. Because we're going up there, I'm going a 6-5 win to Gold Coast.
Well, hey, did... you go.
Oh, sorry, last time we were up in the Gold Coast, it was 5-1 Gold Coast Brisbane.
It was. That was a little bit devastating.
That was a lot of goals.
There was, in the English Championship on Monday night, they had... or Tuesday night. Leeds United pressed the North End. Leeds up 4-1 at home. Ended up losing 6-4.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, great game to be at that one.
It's kind of like we're going to talk about it later, the Under-17 Women's World Cup.
Yeah.
They won the quarterfinals against South Korea. Were losing by, I think, 2 goals twice, and I'm coming back to beat Nigeria 6-5.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy result.
Brilliant, yeah. Were the Pakistan cricket team somehow involved in that? Yeah. Next match on the cards is Central Coast Mariners against the North Queensland Fury, and I've made all my jokes about them, so I'll just say the North Queensland Fury. The Mariners are after their 4th consecutive home win and their 7th home game undefeated. They haven't lost a game at home in 2010.
Yeah, well, I think it's almost a calendar year. They haven't lost a home game in a calendar year, which is incredible, actually. And... of course, they're going to have Perez back. We'll see if he actually plays the full game or comes off the bench again. Their defence is looking really solid. Swansdyke, especially. And also Alex Wilkinson. And Josh Rose, too. So he's just got a great back line, really.
He does. He's a very attractive man.
Yeah.
Oh, the Mariners have a very attractive back line. Sorry, yeah.
Move on.
Carry on.
Yeah, well done, Jack. We'll move on. No, I don't know. It's hard to say because, like, again, Central Coast, still, they're snaring these goals from set pieces. And if they can continue doing that, then they will win games. But I don't know, how many games in a row can they get by with just tapping a free kick in?
Yeah.
You know, won a game, you know. Fury can score goals. Their defence is the thing which is letting them down at the moment. Again, also, it's another team which don't bode well away, but they've spent the last two or three weeks because they've had a bye in Sydney, so they might actually be a bit acclimatised themselves. So yeah. Who knows?
Prediction?
Oh, okay. Strangely enough, I'm going to go a nil all.
Yeah, could be. I'm going to go for Mariners 2, Fury 1.
Okay, cool.
I don't know where those goals are going to come from.
No, fair enough. And our official photographer, what are you going for?
I've completely forgot where we were.
Moving right along.
Photos. Mariners, Fury. Have a stab.
Oh, it's got to be the Mariners, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Glory Raw. Your team in action?
Yes, after their big 4-0 win over the Heart.
Which I predicted to be 0-0 on last week's show, I should just point out. So did Jez. And I think you went for 1-0, didn't you?
I did. Yeah. I did.
Played some great stuff. They did. Really they entertaining did. Football. Some lovely goals. Mitch Nichols scored a lovely goal and had a terrific shot tipped over the bar and then was booked for...
for the most retarded celebration you'll ever see.
Technically, in the book, it will go down as book for like an overzealous celebration. He jogged around the side of the hoarding. Didn't even jump the hoarding. Yeah. Jogged around the side of it. Went up, gave a guy in the crowd high 10, turned around and walked back.
Yeah, with no teammates. I think the yellow card just for a piss poor attempt at a celebration.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Instead of holding up a yellow card, he should have held up like a card with a 4 on it.
It what made it even worse is the goal before that, Ronaldo celebrated with backflips and twists and pikes. So
he got a 9.5, and Nichols was just disappointing.
What I would like to see is that person in the crowd who got the high 10 being Christian.
He would have been like, yeah, nah, see ya.
Christian would have deliberately just slapped him in the face rather than giving him the high 10. Yes, that would have been quite funny. Christian would have moved his hand out of the way and said, oh, you couldn't even hit my hand.
And then it would have been a red card.
Yes.
I'd actually go and sit in that seat now from now on, but it wouldn't matter because Mitch Nichols won't score again for another 17 matches.
So. Okay.
Actually, no, give him credit. He played pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did play all right.
Still looks like a 4-year-old who is really out of breath.
He does, doesn't he? It's unfit. I don't know if I should say this, but I was watching a match from my friend came over and they've never seen A-League before.
Yeah.
And he came on as a substitute. My friend's just like, is that guy special? That's exact word. Wow. I didn't say anything. He didn't even come on. Mitch Nichols wasn't even on the field yet. That's what was said.
Yeah. He does kind of have that, you know, when a baby's born and they need forceps to pull it out and therefore the head gets a little bit squished out of shape. Yeah. That's kind of...
Yeah. Okay, I'm feeling a little bit bad now, just in case he is
all
a little
the,
bit...
all the Mitch Nichols.
Yeah.
He probably listens to the podcast.
He's probably the biggest fan.
I doubt it.
That's who the downloads were in China. He was downloading our podcast while he was doing the Four Nations Under 21 tournament. That's
obviously. I reckon what it is these teammates are downloading it and pissing themselves laughing. We've had downloads from 4 different hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Right. Glory, Raw are looking to end a run of 8 games without a win away from home.
Mm. I think they can do it.
Okay.
No,
that's good.
Yeah, no, they are struggling a bit away. Like, it's 8 games.
I don't know. Yeah, and Perth have really slowed down in the last month, haven't they?
Hugely. They've really, really put the brakes on.
Yeah. I don't know. Perth are really hard to beat over there. Gold Coast nicked it a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think Perth are going to bounce back here. I'm going to go for, on form, a little bit of an upset. I'm going to go for a 2-0 home win.
2-0. Okay, well, I'm thinking about two ways. I think the Raw, their style, I reckon they can actually put some goals against the Glory here. But in the same way, I think Glory can actually score because they play.
Put goals against anybody the way they played last week. Yes, yes. Although the Heart were dreadful, it must be said.
Mm-hmm. They were. They were. They were dreadful at the start, and then the way Raw played made them even worse.
Yeah.
Like, they were dreadful to begin with. I'm going for a 3-1 win to the Raw, simply because I think...
3-1 away win.
Yeah, with the Glory snack. Ironic, as they're the home team, they'll grab a counter-attack goal, because the Raw will be dominating, pushing up in the half, and they'll get released. Yeah.
Thoughts, Matty?
When do the Socceroos go into camp? When does that happen?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because Matt McKay is...
Probably Wednesday, I would think.
So he's up, he'll be the
actually, for the team. It would probably... just be after the weekend's games, Monday or Tuesday, I would say, because the players on from Europe will take until about Tuesday to get home.
True. Well, then I'm going to go for Brisbane, I reckon. Mm. They'll break that 8-game unbeaten
win the streak.
Right. Yeah, so
streak,
both of you going Brisbane, I've gone Glory. Let's go to Sydney for our last game of the weekend. They take on Adelaide, who are just crushing everyone before them this season. Matthew Lecky, he got the National Australia Bank Young Player of the Month or something
nomination.
Like that. Nomination, that was it. Nomination for Player of the Year, that was it. He's on fire. He's not in the Socceroos squad.
He's not, is he? No.
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 There's only six players picked, and he wasn't one of them.
Six A-League players.
Six A-League players, which is impressive.
Yeah, which is quite good. I saw the average ages for the squad, and it's not a development team, let's put it that way. But I think Holger is shaping this team to try and win the Asian Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't think he's using it as a development at all. And I think 2 years is plenty of time to develop a campaign to have a crack at a tournament. You know, we don't need 4 years to build up to a World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a let's try and win this Asian Cup, and then we'll regroup. We'll have a crack at the World Cup.
It may not seem like the biggest trophy in the world, but it is classified as a major trophy. Asian Cup.
But it gets you in the Confederations Cup.
That's
gets you everywhere.
And
so.
Yeah, the financial rewards will be huge. But also, I think if we actually win the Asian Cup, I think we'll see actually an effect in crowds in the A-League too, because people will they'll have, the soccer is one. They'll get an interest, not as much as the World Cup, but there'll still be some
there's
sort
the
of feel-good
factor.
Effect. Yes, yes.
Of course.
And especially if some A-League players are actually involved in that squad.
Yeah, they become some kind of heroes. And you get that marquee player kind of buzz around the clubs. That's good point. Adelaide are 10 unbeaten. Sydney FC have not won a game this year.
Mm-hmm.
This has got home win written all over it for me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange because this is my prediction for the first... My first blowout prediction of the season. I was going to go 4-0 to Adelaide.
Oh, okay. Sydney are really going to... How long does Lavichka get, do you think?
And how much grace does he have?
Yeah.
I think after last year, he's got a fair bit of grace.
Yeah. I think he's a great coach. No question, keep him on for at least this season. Mm-hmm. But Sydney FC, as we know, don't do it that way.
Well, I think they've kind of turned a corner. They used to be that way. But I think I'm hoping to think, because the new organisation and structure they have, that they've kind of changed their thoughts and learned from their mistakes.
100%
because right now, this is very reminiscent of Branko Kachalina. With Janino. He was coach. He got sacked half of the season. It's because Janino is injured most of the time.
Yeah.
This time it's Carl. Carl's supposed to be the provider and he's not.
Where is he?
I think this will be his last game out.
Okay. He's been injured and even when he's played, he's not been fully fit.
Yeah.
You know, to give a coach a chance, you really have to have his full squad and their key players, you know, to actually be able to have rights to sack him. That's
a good point.
Cochalina never got.
Yeah.
And that's why when Cosmina came back into the coaching position and Janino started playing again, that's why they suddenly made the finals. You know, it wasn't a fluke, so
you're saying 4-0 Adelaide?
I am.
I'm saying 1-0 Sydney.
That's a five-goal turnaround.
Something different to my
Matt's
brain.
Saying
Adelaide will win, but I don't want them to.
Okay.
Fair enough. Passionate Sydney fan in the corner.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That whilst we're sort of A-League and Asian Cup talking, let's talk about our YouTube clip of the week.
Yes,
It came from the Women's Under-17 World Cup. Now, we were talking beforehand, we're not quite sure as to why this was being televised, but we're thankful that it was.
Yeah, it really was. Like, again, it's not a tournament you'd stay up late to watch, although I did. It was just... the whole tournament is just incredibly, incredibly entertaining. Like, it was just nuts. And like, almost all of golf was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then this one just... topped it off. It was amazing.
It came from a Japanese player against North Korea.
South Korea.
What was
the... Oh,
sorry, against North Korea. Sorry. Yeah. Yep.
And it's I'll have a crack at all the pronunciations. I'll do my best. It's Yumi Yokoyama. The title of the YouTube clip is Golazzo allo Maradona de una Giapponesa. Basically translates to a Japanese player pulls a Maradona in the Women's Under 17 World Cup. A Japanese player gets the ball, surrounded by, there's going to be at least five players. Quick feet, left foot, right foot, wrong foot to them all. A very lovely finish. It's a, just one of those great goals. When you watch it, you'll just go, wow.
Yeah, ridiculous. And it's so good because when she's actually having the shot, you've literally, like, she went past five players, but she has eight players sprinting behind her. It was just.
Yeah, we were saying it looks like a PlayStation game because everyone she's beaten is just running behind her.
It's very reminiscent of the Maradona photo against the Netherlands where he's there with the ball and they got five of them in shot just looking at him.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's a good reference. Of course, the best part about the clip is the Asian commentary. At which point she puts the ball in the net to cap off this spectacular move, and you get rewarded with this.
Wait for it.
That's world class.
That is very nice. And you think the South American commentators are brilliant. They got nothing.
Yeah, that's just awesome.
That actually, just all that he just translated to Japan, 1-0.
Yes, that's right, yeah. Japan have taken the lead.
And we are very happy.
Yes, welcome back to the Yokohama Stadium, where Japan have just taken the lead in this match. That's just brilliant. I love that.
It's Michael Jackson, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
Michael Jackson.
Martin Tyler. Come on, lift your game, mate.
Is Jimmy Barnes commentating at the Under 17 Women's World Cup? Is that what he's been doing? So go have a look at that. If you can't find it, just Google Japanese player pulls a Maradona in the World Cup. It'll come up. It's brilliant. Let's talk English Premier League.
Okay.
Big weekend of action. It was a weekend of upsets. First time in a long time, the Big Four, traditional Big Four, did not win. And of course, Tottenham, who their fans will regard as in the Big Four, well, their fans will regard as kings of the Big Four.
Well, which they have done for 70 years.
Yeah, their fans. Well, they did win the league in 1961. We should remember that.
Fair enough. I guess that gives you 60 years leeway.
That's right.
Yeah.
So 50. Yeah. The upsets of the weekends, we had Chelsea were beaten by your team, Man City. Carlos Tevez with a lovely goal. We had Liverpool lucky to escape against Sunderland. I was listening to the Guardian podcast, and they said a very funny thing where they were talking about all the upsets, and they said, another big upset, Liverpool failed to win at Liverpool, which I thought was very good. Arsenal, 3-2. At the Emirates, against West Bromwich Albion.
And it should have been 4-0. This is a missed penalty. And then Arsenal came back and scored the two goals. Yeah. It was incredible. It was just, you're watching it, the first goal goes in, you go, all right, Arsenal always let in the first goal.
Yeah.
They'll get it back. And then West Brom score another, and you go, well, hello.
Yeah.
And they scored the third. You're like, are you actually being serious? And the penalty, like, no way, this is not going to happen. But,
I watched I obviously watched the Hammers game against Spurs, which was on at the same time. And when that finished, I didn't really keep up. Normally, when I'm watching football, I have my phone out, I have my Twitter on, and I get the updates from every game, every goal that goes in. I wasn't able to do that this time because I was so glued to the Hammers win over Spurs. And I went afterwards. My housemate is sort of like an on-off Arsenal fan, sort of watches them when they're on TV, but not a great football fan. And he sort of said, how did Arsenal go? And I said, I'll just go through and check the results. And I was scrolling through, so I got updates, and I'd say, oh my God, West Brom took the lead. And then I scrolled through, oh my God, they were 2-0 up at one stage. Oh my God, they were 3-0 up at one stage. And then that's when I realised, I think West Brom might have beaten Arsenal here. And then Nasri scores. And then Nasri scored. And I was scrolling through. And then full time. So wonderful win for West Brom.
Brilliant. Well, it caps off their win against Man City in the Carling Cup.
Of course. What a great week for them as the club. The boing boing baggies. Of course, we also had Manchester United being held at Bolton. The Hammers, of course, beating Spurs, yes, which is great. And, of course, it was the first time on the show this year that I haven't been totally one-eyed optimistic about the Hammers' result. I just said Spurs will win.
Yeah, well, that's it. Every week you're just like, oh, West Ham will grab a point, even against Chelsea, or West Ham will grab a point. And,
yeah,
and you said, oh, well, this, I said, I'm not even going to mention that because we're going to get flogged, and they bloody won. So.
Yeah, so, of course, I'm tipping Fulham to do us 3-0 on the weekend. So that'll be another win for us then. Lovely. Yeah, fantastic week of action. Of course, we had the Champions League this morning as well. Wins for Spurs, Manchester United against Valencia, who are topping La Liga without David Silva and David Villa, which is quite remarkable.
It
lost
is.
Their two best players over the summer and are now topping La Liga.
Well, good on them. Let's hope they can stay there, actually.
Yeah, they don't play as flashy football as they did, as you can imagine, take out those two players. They're still good to watch. The Spanish League in general is still very good to watch.
Yes, yes.
You see some lovely stuff. Have you seen that clip? I can't remember who it is, but the Spanish team's in training, and they're just having a kick around, playing a bit of keep away in a circle, and one of the players gets the ball and nutmegs the bloke in the middle, but the way he does it is unbelievable. I'll have to find it and show you.
Cool.
And then next week it can be our clip of the week.
Sweet.
We should mention those who support us here at the Football Sack, and they are, of course, our latest of those is Footy Fans Down Under,
which is awesome.
Yeah, it's a great site. I've been checking it out. You can go there to download our podcast and listen to it if you like, and also to browse around their site. It's a great site, so check it out.
And if you've got any links to any clubs you want to find a supporters club in your area, they'll have
Footy Fans Down Under is the way to go.
That's your starting point.
footyfansdownunder.com. That's all you need to do. Great website. Go check it out. Betfair, of course, support us. Go to our website, click on the Betfair link, open up a $30 account, and you get a $50 free bet on anything you want.
Anything you want. Too easy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, very impressive. So you can take that and whack it on. What would be your Betfair free $50 bet of the week?
Can I say last night at halftime, North Queens, it was 1-0 down to, Sydney were winning 1-0.
Yeah.
It was 18-1 for North Queensland to get up and win.
Wow.
18-1.
Yeah, gee, in a two-horse race.
That's nuts. I think my better be Adelaide beat Sydney on a +3 goal margin.
Okay. Fair enough. $50 on that. That'll pay out quite well, yeah. So have that, because, of course, the best part about the free bet is if you don't win.
If you lose, you don't lose.
You don't lose, yeah. You're back to where you started. Speaking of Sydney FC, we have our competition still running, which we should mention.
For this, they got a match on Monday, so you have to get in reasonably quick. Go to our website, click on the Win tab on the homepage. You just put in your details, just email address, phone number, so we can contact you. Put in your prediction for the match, and if you get it right, then you win tickets to the next Sydney FC home game, which is awesome. Yeah.
Very awesome.
Very good seats too, as long as it's not raining.
Yes. The Sydney Football Stadium is horrible when it rains. Yeah. That roof doesn't do anything. Yeah. Unless you're like in the top 5 rows of the stand. Yeah. That roof is just there for show. Mm-hmm. We should wrap up the show because we've gone over our time limit, as we usually do when we get more than just you and I talking away in the studio. So on that topic, thanks to Matt for joining us for
the
first time. Of course, very involved with the site, but it's the first time I've had you on the podcast.
Yeah, no, it's been great.
If you'd like to see Matt, you can, of course, go to Football Sack TV.
Yes.
On YouTube.
www.youtube.com/TheFootballSack.
Some great videos up there.
We'll be filming some more soon.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So new videos to come. Thanks, Matt, for coming in. Thanks. The listeners can't see a thumbs up.
So I thought they were going to get the click there.
Oh, okay. They probably would have known what that was.
I thought it was just cameras again.
Yes. So thanks for coming in. Christian, thanks for joining me again.
Anytime, John.
Thanks for listening, everybody at home. We'll see you next time.